chapter 23, the oldest book in the world, the book of Job. As far as we know, the book of Job is the oldest book in the world, written even before Genesis. I didn't say it happened before Genesis. I said it was written before Genesis. Lots of reasons you believe that. One reason is 42 chapters, there's not one mention of the law of Moses. And all that morality going on there in Job, you'd think he'd mention the law at least once. And then there's some other things too. But anyway, here in Job chapter 23, Job's speaking there on verse 1, and he begins to talk. And I want to show you a little something here, and then we'll go. All right? Job chapter 23, verse number 15. Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft. The Almighty troubleth me. Because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face. Back there in verse 16, the last four words said, the Almighty troubleth me. Job said, he won't leave me alone. He troubles me. I want to preach tonight, a few minutes, on the subject, he bothers me. He bothers me. Job's saying, I'm troubled at his presence. He said, I do this and I do that. He said that the Almighty won't leave me alone. He troubles me. And if you're a Christian tonight, you know what that's talking about. You ever feel like sometime God just won't leave you alone? You ought to thank God that he don't. If he did, you'd be in trouble. I've had young men, more than one, on drugs, wanting to smoke pot, drink, and they'd say, Brother Danny, why don't he just leave me alone? Well, I thank God tonight that he bothers me. He bothers me. One of the greatest blessings of the Christian life is the fact God will not leave you alone, even when sometimes you deserve to be left alone. Amen? One of the most overlooked truths of the Christian life is that God won't leave you alone. You say, Brother Danny, that don't sound right. If you haven't been saved long, you're not a very spiritual person. You're going to say, well, are you sort of like throwing off on the Lord? He bothers you? Because when you say, well, he's just a bother. Somebody you don't like, somebody you don't want around. No, the Lord bothers you like a nurse bothers a patient. Amen? You know, a nurse bothers a patient. If you've ever been to the hospital, I've been very blessed. God's been very good to me. I think I've spent two nights in the hospital since I've been saved. And I was 18. So the Lord's been good to me. Amen? And one of them had that kidney stone, and the other one when I had that knee surgery. And that's only two nights that I know of I've spent in the hospital. And I'm telling you, every few minutes they come in there and they're messing with you and they're sticking something in you. Now, they're not doing that because they're bored and ain't got nothing to do. Why do you think they call it nurse? They nurse you back to health. They're helping you. And that's the way God bothers us. He bothers us like a nurse bothers a patient. He bothers us like a teacher bothers her student. You ever had a teacher that just bothered you, try to make you learn? I had an English teacher in high school, and she used to get on my nerves. She'd say, Danny Castle. She'd always say, Danny Castle, she said, you have so much potential. And I said, I know it, Miss Kelly. And she said, you are so smart. I said, I know it, Miss Kelly. And she said, oh, she said, I remember her telling me, she said, if you would just apply yourself, you could learn any. I said, I know that. I know that too. And she said, well, I said, why do I want to learn French? And I said, why do I want to learn that for? She said, Danny, well, you never. I said, look, I ain't never planning on going to France. If I do, I can get somebody to talk to me. If somebody from France comes here and they won't talk to me, they can learn English. And I, And I still believe that same way after all these years. I was right, she was wrong. I mean, I was 15 years old. She said, Danny, well, but she stay on me and on me. And then, you know, you have some teachers, you don't know if they act like they don't care. If you, I had a teacher one time, she got up and said, look, I'm going to teach this. If y'all want to learn it, all right. If you don't pay attention. She didn't care. But Miss Kelly bothered me, boy. I mean, she stayed on us all the time. That's the way the Lord bothered me. Like a cop bothers you. When you're breaking the law, that's the way the Lord does. Is, you know, it's like a good parent. You know, what do you think about people that just turn their kids loose and let them? What do you think about people that just pull up on Saturday night, let their kids out, and say have a good time, come home when you want to? You say they're not a good parent. But a good parent stays on them and stays on them and says, you be home at 11 o'clock. You don't go here. You don't go there. You are a good parent bothers his kids. And let me tell you something. The Lord is a good parent. Amen. He is a good buddy. He is the best. I want to say a few things about this tonight. I want to say, first of all, he bothers me when I'm bad. Thank God he don't just leave us alone. Well, when we get into sin. You know, the Indians used to say it like this. The Indians didn't understand, but they did understand this. They understood that we had a conscience. And we have a conscience that bothers us when we do wrong. Ain't you glad of that? I'm glad God put something inside of us that made us feel guilty when we do something wrong. You better be glad of that. Where would we be tonight if the Lord just let us go? Why, Lord, ain't you glad he'll knock you back in line? Ain't you glad he'll straighten you out when you get out of line? Ain't you glad he bothers you when you're doing wrong? That's right. Listen, the Indians said this. They said, I got a triangle in my heart. Three sides, three prongs. And he said, when I do wrong, it spins. And it sticks you. Your conscience, your heart's round, and your conscience is a triangle. And when you do something wrong, it starts spinning. And it just sticks you here and sticks you there and sticks you there. I'm glad your conscience bothers you. I'm glad the Lord bothers me when I do something wrong. Any good parent will correct his kids when they do wrong, and the Lord will do the same thing. Bible said, well, no, Peter is over there, you know, and Peter got out of the will of God and got backslid. He's out there cussing. I mean, he is cussing, taking God's name. I mean, said he didn't even know who the Lord was. And I tell you what, you know what the Lord could have done? The Lord could have just sung fooey on you, buddy. He said, I'll go find me somebody who'll serve me. I could have found, but you know what? Old Peter wiped the mayonnaise off his mouth when he got through eating that hamburger in that restaurant that night. And he wrote it down like that right there and walked out and said, I'm a free man. I ain't fooling that out. But about that time, Jesus was coming down the sidewalk. And the Bible said, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And when he did, Peter went, oh, Lord, what have I done? And he went out and he wept bitterly. Listen, I'm glad the Lord does us like that. About the time you get into sin and you start doing something wrong, you watch the Lord start bothering you. I'm glad he won't leave me alone. I'm glad. You know, sometimes you're miserable. You know why you're miserable when you're sinning? Because your Father loves you enough to bother you and to help you get back. He don't force you. He don't make you, but thank God he loves us enough to not. I'm glad he bothers me when I'm bad. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah to God, brother. I'm glad. Listen, if you can sin and sin and sin and it not bother you, there's something bad, bad wrong with you. I'm telling you, when I do something wrong, you may not believe this, it's true. When I do something wrong, that something inside me goes crazy. Something in here says, no, 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 Danny, no, 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 no. I don't understand people that can just do wrong, wrong, wrong. I think you can sear your conscience. I know you can. You can harden your heart. And if you're not careful, you can drown out that voice. But you ought to thank God that he bothers you. You young people, listen to me tonight. Brother Jason gave me this. Yes, it's all right if I use that. I was going to give him a little thought here tonight about bothering you. And I'm going to tell you something. You know what? You know what's wrong with Britney Spears? And you know what's wrong with a lot of these little singers, you know, grow up, you know, and all? You know what's wrong with them? Some of them were raised in church. They were raised right. Elvis, same way. And Elvis, raised in church, said he got saved in the church of God when he was little. And you know what God did? God bothered them and bothered them and bothered them and bothered. And every time they'd go to a nightclub, God would say, don't go do this. And every time they'd get drunk, God would say, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing this. The Lord was bothered. See, he's a gentleman. He won't force you to do right. He ain't going to make you do right, but he'll bother you until you're willing to do right. And boy, you know what Elvis did? Elvis did this. Elvis said, I just ain't going to listen. I'm going to do what I want to do. And God bothered him and bothered him. And he said no. And God bothered him. And he said no. And God bothered him. And he said no. And he sold out. For a paycheck and for fame and fortune. I want to read you the words of a song. This is a song that he gave me yesterday by a little girl named Selena Gomez. And Selena Gomez is Justin Bieber's girlfriend, I understand. And this little girl, I don't know how old she is, but this is a song on her album. Now, I want all you kids to listen to me tonight, and I'm going to read you the words to this song. And then I want all the rest of you to do it. The name of this song is Rock God. My Rock God. You know the Bible said we're to have no other gods before Him. And some of you people, you need to get your life right. I mean, when you put a rock and roll song on your answer machine on your phone, you just need to get your heart right, buddy. I mean, you come on now. Come on, people. I mean, Lord, I know everybody ain't got the same conviction, but why in the world would you want rock and roll on your cell phone or on your notebook page or on whatever you've got? I'm going to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, let me read you the words of this song. This song was written by Katy Perry, fine example. And Selena Gomez sings a song written by Katy Perry. Quote, you ready for the words? Preacher man walked into the club and he said, hey girl, can't you walk and not stray? So she's in the club. The preacher walks in the club and said, hey girl, can't you get right with God? And she said, Father, I'm torn and I'm selling my soul. I'm selling my soul. You say, oh, it's just work. Yeah, you're just backslid and don't want to admit it. That's what your problem is. Amen. Let's get up here and cuss your mother and let's see if she says just words. When somebody says I'm selling my soul, it ain't just words. It ain't just words. Amen. You say you sound like you're mad. I'm mad. I mean, a man can't do much preaching until he's mad about something. I'm mad that kids are having that junk crammed down their throat like that's legitimate. That ain't legitimate. That ain't cute. And some of you mamas are going to learn the hard way that you can't flirt and play with the so-called... You're going to learn the hard way that the devil don't play fair. You give them an inch, you'll take a mile. You give them the innocent stuff when they're little, they get on the hard stuff as soon as they get big enough. That's why Nickelodeon's so popular. Nickelodeon is owned by MTV. And Nickelodeon is getting a generation ready to serve the devil when they get big. I'm going to sell my soul to the rhythm, to the beat, and to the bass. Because I can't confess my rock and roll ways. She's stupid. That means repent. Because I'm so possessed with the music he plays. Who's that? The music he plays. She said, I'm possessed with the music that he plays. Wonder who the he is. It's Satan. I can't stop my feet from dancing to the sound of his drum. Oh no, I fell in love with my rock god. Satan is the rock god. I can't keep my hips from swaying to his sweet melody. You see, I fell in love with my rock God. Preacher man took my hand and looked in my eyes. He said, hey girl, can't you live your life right? Father, things aren't always so black and white. Don't cast the first stone because I'm not alone. And it's not like I'm hurting anyone. But I can't confess my rock and roll ways. No, I wouldn't change a thing even if I could because I chose a path and I'm not looking back. What Katy Perry is saying and Selena Gomez is saying, I have made up my mind. I have given my soul to this rock God. I will serve him. I will honor him. I chose this path and I am not looking back. I'm going to tell you something, young people, tonight. You better not choose that path. Listen, you better, you say, well, I tell you what, I'm a preacher, but you better thank God it bothers you. You better thank God you feel guilty tonight. If you feel guilty and think, man, I need to get right, hallelujah, he bothers you. You ought to thank God that he won't leave you alone. Listen, you know what Katy Perry's done? You know what they've done? You know what Selena Gomez is getting ready to do? You know what Hannah Montana may have already done? You know what Britney Spears has already done? They've got to the place where they said, leave me alone. I don't want to hear it. And I tell you what you can do. You can become a reprobate. God can take his. I mean, you can sear.
I just don't understand. Who backs up a vehicle into another vehicle?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'll take care of this. With a new boyfriend.
With a new girlfriend.
Change me that.
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
You're conscious, you can come past feeling. I don't know when that point might be. I'm not going to argue with you about that. But I'm going to tell you, people have made up their mind. They're saying, leave me alone, God. I'm going to do my own thing to where they can't even feel guilty no more. They don't feel guilty. And they're out there tonight and don't feel guilty about what they're doing. You know, this week, Friday, they legalized gay marriages in New York 3 days ago. It's all over the news. 19 million people live in New York. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 3 times as many as live in the state of North Carolina. And look how little New York is. 19 million people. Overnight, the ability of couples to get married in America doubled overnight. Because New York has more people than all those other states have legalized it put together. So now, they're saying, and did you see them people? They were all hugging and celebrating and all that. And I'm going to tell you something, people. Are you listening to me? I'm not one of these preachers that preach, you know, God gave everybody up and stuff like that. I believe there's hope, there's life in a man. He can call on the Lord and be saved. It ain't the Lord's fault, but a person. They get to the point where they don't even feel guilty about it anymore. When they and if you say it's wrong, they'll look at you like, are you crazy? It'd be just like us taking a drink of water. They do not believe it's wrong. They have no conscience. They don't. I tell you what you better do. When you do something wrong, if something in here, you better jump up and down and shout that he still bothers you and tells you what's right and wrong. Listen, it ain't always fun. I mean, sometimes I'll start to do something and the Lord will say, no, no, no. And sometimes I'll say, I want to, you know, and you want to do this, you want to say that, or you want to go there, you want to do that, and you'll say, I want, and you harden your heart, you better thank God every day of your life that there's still enough of your conscience you got in your heart, and God still bothers you. I'm glad that he bothers me when I'm bad. Amen. I'm glad he bothers me. You say, well, Brother Danny, I can sin all the time, and it don't bother me a bit. You tell you what you better do. You better get down here and beg God to help and put your conscience back in there where it needs to be. It bothers me when I'm bad. I'll say it bothers me when I'm broken. Old Jeremiah came one time. You know the story, old Jeremiah. He said he's going to quit preaching. Had it. Throw in the towel, brother. Retired. Cashed in his chips. I mean, I'm done. I've had it. Here's my resignation, Lord. Leave me alone. I'm out of the ministry. He's down there in the dungeon. He stayed down there a few nights, like where I stayed this week. He's down there in that dungeon. And I mean, there's old rats and all kind of stuff. I had a big old brown spot on my mattress. I don't know if it's blood, coffee, chocolate meal. I just closed my eyes and said, God. But it was on the second mattress, not the one I was actually laying on. I didn't actually look at the one I was actually laying on. I put the sheets over it. But he was in the dungeon, man. He was in the dungeon, and he's down in there in the dungeon. And boy, I tell you what, he cried and he said, I've had it. It's the craziest mess I've ever been in my life. I ain't preaching no more. I'm done. I mean, he's like a lot of these preachers. They quit every Monday morning, you know. And by Saturday night, they're feeling guilty and getting right again. But I tell you, old Jeremiah, he got out of the ministry. He walked down the street. He goes, I am a civilian, buddy. I don't care if the whole world goes to hell. Heck with you. Huh? Do whatever you want to.
I'm going to go here and enjoy a good ball game somewhere and go watch me one of them 13-inning ball games. Get my money's worth. You know, ball game goes 5 hours. Everybody said, man, that's exciting. What if I said tonight, well, we didn't really get the victory here tonight. We need to stay and pray for an hour after it's over. Y'all would die. You would die if I said we're having overtime here tonight. You would die. You know why? Because you are an idol worshiper. And you love pleasure more than love God. Now, it's truth, ain't it? Might as well admit it. It's truth. I'm going to tell you tonight, brother. Hey, you hear me, brother? You listen to me. Old Jeremiah came out and he said, I'll tell you something else. The Lord kept bothering him. And he kept bothering him. And he kept bothering him. And he looked over there, and there was a big woman standing up there. He didn't know if it was a woman or a man or a he or a him or shim or what it was. And it had a big sign that said E-R-A. That means Eve ruined Adam. And well, he's got a big old sign there. And he's had, and over here, and there was these thugs, you know. And I looked like they'd fell in a tackle box. I had trust in their lips and green hair, and, you know, and a nail drove through their tongue. And everything else. And then they looked over here, and there was these hippies. And there come Ellen. Well, her old sickening, sick heart. And here she come, dancing around. Now, here was Rosie right behind her, and Whoopi Goldberg right behind her. And Jeremiah just... He was like me at the Marty Stewart concert Friday night up there in West Virginia. Just started coming up in me. At the West Virginia Coal Festival. Where I was at. I went over to give out tracks, brother. And how many is in there? I was at the West Virginia Coal Festival Friday night, and I was giving out some tracks, and Marty Stewart was there. The guy that wears his hair like a lesbian. And he said he's walking down through there, and boys started coming up in him. He said his word was in my heart as a burning fire, and I could not stay. He said it come up in me. I couldn't help it. I had to holler. I had to say, hey, help me, Lord. I want to preach. And the next thing you know, boy, Jeremiah got up on a car hood, and he said, I'm going to tell you right now, Ellen, you're going to hell. Amen. God didn't make Adam and Steve, and God didn't make Ellen and Helen, and God didn't make, and I mean, he let her rip. I'm going to tell you tonight, Lord of God, I'm glad, brother, when we get backslid and when we get cold, thank God he bothers us. I'm glad he bothers us. Ain't you glad when you get out, he'll send something out there to bring you back in. He'll let you have marriage troubles. He'll let you have physical trouble. He'll let you have financial trouble. He'll do something to bother you. Have you ever noticed when you start doing wrong, he always does something? And you say, Lord, you better thank God. He bothers me. We don't like to be bothered. I don't like that nurse coming in there in the middle of the night and giving me medicine, but I'm glad she did. When I'm broken. Lord, I was up there. I said I was going to tell you about the wild, wonderful whites. I hate to tell you this. They said, that's why Jesco White. I said, who in the world is Jesco White? They said, you don't know who Jesco White is? I said, no, I've never heard of Jesco White. Man named Jesco, J-E-S-C-O. And his kinfolks is, Benjamin looks like Pony or something like that. Girl's named Pony and Kurt and the mom. I mean, you talk about some crazy people. It's a family that lives in West Virginia. And they got my attention because it was the guy, one of them was a castle. And that's where my family lives. I said, please don't let that be some of my kinfolks, Lord. Because MTV come in there and done a documentary. It's a movie. They made a movie out of you. Well, if y'all get it, let me know and I'm gonna watch it. Don't tell nobody that. I don't even know. It's a documentary on the wild, wonderful whites of West Virginia. And all they do is get drunk and shoot each other. And I mean, they're mean. And Jesco is called the Outlaw Dance. They play banjo music, and he does like that's the way he dances. Like some kind of mix between clogging and tap dancing. And he and Jesco White, they've been shot. They think to be a member of the Klan, you have to have at least been shot. You have to have been arrested for a felony. You have to have been, at least serve some time in jail just to be a respectable member of the society, man. I mean, and my cousin who writes country music, He done come out with another. My aunt said, Danny, Rich made a new CD. He's the one that wrote that song Tim McGraw recorded. And he put out a new CD. They gave me a copy of it. Tim Cozart's got it back there right now. But they songs on there. He's wrote some song about the porch light or something. He's standing out on the porch trying to get his love and come answer the door or something. And that's just what they're crazy. Crazy. And Jesco White them said this. They said, well, the way we look at it, all these Christians is serving God and doing right. They're waiting to go to heaven, and they're having hell on earth. He said, the way we look at it, we're having our heaven right now. We get high every day and stay drunk and cuss and fight, and that's our heaven. And they said, yeah, when we die, we'll have hell later. And I got to thinking about that, and that's the truth. Preacher couldn't say it no plainer. You know, we're having all the hell we're ever going to have right now. We got heaven forever. They're having their heaven now, and then they got hell forever. And from the looks of them people, their heaven ain't too great. It ain't too great. Wow, wonderful whites of West Virginia. Ain't as bad as Selena Gomez, but they're crazy. I want to say this. I was thinking one day, and somebody said this about a great man. They said, big birds don't sing. Big birds don't sing. I was preaching this morning about little things and little things, how great they are. Big birds don't sing. That's the truth. If you heard something out going, twiddly, twiddly, you know how birds can sing real pretty? Twiddly, twiddly, twiddly. Would you say, there's an ostrich up there somewhere? No. You would say, what sound, what kind of stupid sound does an ostrich make? This really is off subject, but about what I was saying about this morning, them little birds is what sings them pretty songs. That's the way Christians are. These big ones, these big shot Christians, they about make you throw up, be around. You know these people, here I am, the great Dr. Soul. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. You're a blob. It ought to be in hell is what you are. Me too. Here's the way he bothers you. You lay out of church one Sunday. This has happened lots of times. And on the way home, I'm driving on the way home, and a little voice says, you need to stop the store and get some milk or something. And I stopped store and run into the church member. Hey, Brother Danny. I just come. I've been working in the yard. The reason I'm dressed like this. Brother Danny. And I say, hey, how are you? We missed you at church. I know. Ain't you glad the Lord bothers you like that? Yes, old Billy Kelly. He got saved. He'd been preaching for a little. And he loved to smoke. Loved smoked cigarettes. And he smoked for a good while after he started preaching. And he said, I loved him. He said, I absolutely loved him. He said, I gave up everything else, drinking, cussing, but I couldn't quit smoking. I loved him. He said, he went to Florida. He said, I am so glad I'm in Florida. I'm going to light one that long, and I'm going to eat it while I'm going down the street. He lit up a cigarette, and the first person he met was a deacon from his home church coming down the street. That's the Lord bothering you. He said he stuck it in his pocket like that. Well, down the street like that. Preacher, what are you doing? You know, listen, ain't you glad the Lord does? Have you ever had stuff like that happen to you? And you know it's the Lord. You know it's the Lord getting you. You ought to be glad of that. You're his father. He's your father. You're his child. He's you ought to be glad that he bothers you. Instead of getting aggravated and mad, you ought to say, Lord, I appreciate you keeping me in line, because I know you're doing it for my own good, because I'm so stupid that I'd go out here and no telling what if you didn't keep bothering me. I'm glad he bothers me. Let's stand and bow our head for prayer. Amen. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Tonight, young people,
Is he bothering you? Mamas and daddies? Is he bothering you? You know why you feel guilty when you don't come to church? He's bothering you.